Hello and welcome to Out There Wrestling. In this show, we catch up with James Barris, the CEO of CCW, and find out what's been going on over the past year. Welcome to Out There Wrestling.
Welcome to the show, James Barris from CCW. We first spoke, believe it or not, nearly a year ago now. Where's that year gone?
Nearly a year gone. It's flown over.
It has. And it looks like things have gone tremendously well for CCW. So what's been going on the last year?
Where do I begin, mate? We started our first show September the 11th at Easton Victory Club. That was Rumble in the Underground. And we are now looking towards our seventh show, wow. Pits of Punishment. And what can I say? There's been ups, downs, corners turned so fast, so slow. There's just been whirlwinds of just everything going on. It's been absolutely manic sometimes, but it's gone absolutely fantastic. When our seventh sellout show, which sold out in 3 days, which is a record because our other one, Colliery Carnage, sold out in 5 days. So wow. This one, I'm proud of this one in 3 days. So we must be doing something right for the fans up in the Northeast.
They're competing. Just thinking back to our first show you did, was there a little bit of nerves behind you as to how it was going to go, how successful it was going to be?
Yes, it was very, very nervous, not going to lie. And at the beginning of the show, I believe it was after the first match. No, actually it wasn't, because I came out to greet everybody. Mr. McGregor came out. And I used to always tell them, don't put the microphone near the speaker.
Don't cause feedback, yeah.
So what happened was it was one of our ring crew, on McGregor, it was one of them anyway, so they forgot to turn the mic off and it went near it and it blew the amp on one of the speakers.
Oh, no!
So literally the next match had to come out with no music until we got some adjustments on the other speaker, and then we got restored. Like Taylor had to shout it, but we learned. That's a thing, is, you know, you live and you learn, and we got through it. And like I said, we got it all fixed and stuff. But I was just thinking, our very first show, and we lost the speaker due to no one switching the mic off. But we got through it. The music was stored on the other speaker, and like I say, that was very, very nervous. But like I say, the talent that I had on the show absolutely knocked it out of the park and did absolutely fantastic on the first show, like they did on every show.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen the footage online, so I follow you guys, so I see what goes up, and it just looks so different to any other product out there, and just amazing. What, I guess, differentiates you compared to what people might see elsewhere?
I'm not sure. I don't really follow any other promotions.
Well, I suppose what makes you unique, I suppose, in terms of your identity?
Well, we have a bat pigeon.
Okay. That sounds different.
Well, we have a superhero that's a pigeon that likes to dress up as Batman. And now he's got his new sidekick, Robin Crow. So he came out in Miner's Mania. I don't know if I could see it. This isn't like, if any of the promoters are watching this or any people in the promotions, don't take this the wrong way. I wish you all well and good what you're doing in your promotion. I think how we stand out is the characters, the gimmicks, the people in CCW, the stories, storytelling, because people like stories. If there's no story in EastEnders, you know, Phil Mitchell doesn't have a story to tell. No one's going to be bothered about Phil Mitchell, you know, things like that. So, you know, you've got to give your fans something online to get behind the characters. And, you know, I believe one person quoted us, it was kind of a bit like we're like a soap opera a little bit with some of the stories we used to tell and how we used to do it and film it and stuff. So I think, you know, social media has massively helped with, like, you know, with using social media to get ourselves out there. You know, the team that I have at CCW, absolutely fantastic. You know, I'm not the only creative mind in CCW. You know, there's other guy out there doing our Lego, you know, you know, doing the Lego buddies and things like that. And it's all about being creative, inventive, you know, whatever area you're from, just kind of use that. And well, if you've got history of the place, try and use that, because it's worked for us. Yeah, you know, yeah. Like obviously we're from a colliery area, and we'll put the call on there.
Fantastic branding in the back there.
Yeah. So it's worked for us, even though people laughed, you know, but like, you know, at the end of the day, it has worked. And we're not all about mine, and we're not all about, you know, it's just an identity. It's our identity. It's where we're from. Yeah, you know what I mean? You see, it's like on football badges, you know, they'll have like a little crest and they'll have a little symbol or an identity, or, you know, it represents about them. It's no different to what CCW is, you know what I mean? So, but yeah, it's being creative, being fresh, something different. Like, I don't think there's any other promotion out there that has a bird superhero kicking ass in the ring. And do you know what I mean? And just doing a little something different. And, you know, especially like when the children come, the Bat Pigeon was actually a joke of mine. It was a little joke made for me. And it just seemed to evolve into a real life Bat Pigeon. So like literally, like, I'm hearing children at the show screaming, Bat Pigeon, Bat Pigeon.
That's good though, right?
Yeah, that's absolutely fantastic. And my partner, Danielle, I remember watching it back on my phone, and I'm laughing to her, what are you laughing at? I went, how funny, this thing was just a joke.
Yeah.
And now, you know, at Colliery Carnage, after Bat Pigeon jumped over the top rope when I chucked the Super Seed over, there was kids that wanted photos, so I had to run around the back, get Bat Pigeon around to the side where I was, where the door was in the corridor, and get the children to come out to quickly get photos, because they were gutted that they wanted to get photos and thought he went and gone. And I'm just like, this is really good and so funny at the same time, how it was just a practical little joke I had on someone that's become a larger than life character in a wrestling promotion in CCW. And that's what it's all about, you know what I mean? And you know, I had guys from Milton Keynes come up. They came up and they were standing behind the curtain before going out, and when Bat Pigeon was out, they just looked and they were like, he is so over with the crowd.
Yeah. But,
and they just loved it, because you hear the original Batman theme, like Batman, but then you'll hear like pigeon noises, like woo, 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 over the Batman music, and it's like,
I've got to look out for this.
People are just loving it. And now he's got his new sidekick, Robin Crow. You know, they're just loving Robin Crow as well. So, and obviously Bat Pigeon was in a match with Mad Max Cooper at Miners Mania, and given the peck of doom and got the victory 1-2-3. And they just absolutely love Bat Pigeon. And the thing is, that is what it's all about. It's all about, you know, be wacky, be crazy, be inventive. You know, people like it. You know, people might look at it and go, that's a stupid idea. But it could be a stupid idea that could turn into a really good stupid idea.
Yeah, absolutely.
So never knock things, always something like try, but never copy. Don't copy off people.
Yeah, don't do that. That's not good.
Your own way. Do you know what I mean? And but yeah, I think it's the connection with people, because literally I've got people saying, look, I want a season ticket. I ain't got season tickets to CCW, but I want a ticket every month, no matter what, just keep me them back. And we've got the same fans coming. So, like, we've got a guy, Matthew Joseph, he travels about 2 hours, 2.5 hours to get to us. So he lives, like, down in Yorkshire near Flamingo Land, the theme park at Ripon. And he travels, he comes up, pays for a hotel, and he stays up, and he comes every show on his own. And he's very dedicated. I've got other dedicated fans and stuff like that. So,
how does that feel to you as a promoter, though? Having, you know, when you know people travel, they're really committed to your brand.
It's wonderful, because like I never ever thought I would get that, because I went to like another promotion called North Wrestling, which was fantastic when we went up there, and I seen and all the fans and everything there, and got told, you know, like, these are like the loyal fans that'll travel and come and see them all the time. And I thought, that would be fantastic if CCW could have that. But I knew we were way off, long way off. Do you know what I mean? Because we were just ready to put our first show on. So we were miles away. But, you know, six shows in and having these loyal fans wanting to come around all the time and be entertained once a month. Well, physically when they come to the show, but they're getting entertained every week through social media. But absolutely fantastic. But that's what hard work pays off. You know, your hard work pays off with invested fans that want to keep up with stories. And that's what we're doing.
That's a big part of wrestling, is it? It's the stories element. And going back to what you said about the mining earlier, that is your backstory, isn't it, essentially?
Yeah, that's our heritage, yeah. So, like I say, just 2 minutes just down the road there, that, you know, that's where our pit was and stuff. But it's more of a symbol, you know, of hard work will get you somewhere. Yeah. So we're using that, you know, because, you know, the guys worked their arses off back in the day.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, like I said, that was our kind of goal to work our backsides off. You know, our heritage did that. We can do that. Yeah. And, you know, and it's just kind of just putting it all together and going, you know, it's not around no more, but CCW is around and we can work just as hard as what them guys can get. Then we'll, you know, we can get a result with this, you know what I mean? And like I said, so far, cannot complain, and it's going well. And like I said, there's a lot of other stuff in the pipeline with CCW down the road. Yeah. What is going to be really exciting, I think something is going to happen, which I don't believe has ever happened in the Northeast of wrestling. So I'll keep that in the wraps at the moment. But
yeah, absolutely.
Hopefully we can pull it off. It'll be something good and big. And like I say, if it already has, then, you know, we'll have to do it in our way to still make it good in our way and that. But yeah, like I say, we've got another promoter. You know, he owns NCW, Ian, who goes under the name of Blizzard. He owns NCW down in Milton Keynes, and he's a regular up here. He loves it up here. And, you know, and like I say, it keeps on getting bigger and better for CCW and everyone in it.
Just amazing, isn't it? And for yourself, you turned heel.
Well,
we're going to talk about this because this is a big thing, right? I've seen the feedback and responses you've got off the back of social media on it. So, yeah.
Well, so after 2 years of being, like, you know, slapped about and, you know, spat at by the Reverend and, you know, just being a joke and, you know, everyone can get away with everything and the boss needs to pull his foot down. But since the boss has put his foot down, you know, nobody likes it and I'm the bad guy now. So I took out the precious Dustin Hart, everyone's little heart of the heritage, but yet I had his back through thick and thin, but yet he has turned his back on me, really. I didn't turn my back on him. You know, he couldn't do it for the Undergrounders. He couldn't keep that belt. And when Hammerhead Smith won it, you know, I had no other option but then to take him out. So at the end of the day, you know, Dustin, you will be watching this, but TT, which is top tier, that's who we are with now. So there's me, the Working Class Militia, and Hammerhead Smith. We are top tier. We will be the top faction in CCW. And you've got Pandemus. You need to watch out. And also Elite Establishment, you need to watch out, you guys. And you don't matter, you can recruit as many as you want, McGregor or Ronnie Thatcher, but top tier is going to bulldoze through everybody. And the problem that we've got now is Dustin Hart, he is on his own. He hasn't got no one. He says he's got the Undergrounders, but really the Undergrounders was me. And it was Davey Dude. But then Davey turned his back on me, his best friend, and joined them, like, you know, whatever you want, them pesky pigeons hiding underneath them cloaks, you know, the little, whoever they are, his runarounds, just like McGregor with his puppets on the string. So now order had to be restored in CCW and the boss had to put his foot down and take control because there was just too many cooks spoiling the broth. And a lot of people used to say, you need to grow a backbone and you need to put your foot down. And once I did that, I'm the bad guy. And guess what? McGregor will be probably on now slagging the living daylights out of me. But McGregor, I'm not bothered. I know you're going to watch this, but the elite need to watch the backs. Pandemus need to watch the backs. And your precious little Dustin Hart needs to watch his back as well, because the boss has taken back CCW.
There you go. So, message there, but also, right, these people ask you to do this, right? They said grow a bad boy. It's what you did.
Exactly. Look? I've been beaten up countless times by Pandemus. I have been beaten up by Dustin as well. I have also been beaten up countless times by the elite establishment, got kidnapped in the back of Ronnie Thatcher's car and drove off and beat up. So what did I do? Suspend. Or, you know, what did I do? Nothing really. So at the end of the day, now, you know, Ronnie Thatcher, it was very, very close for me taking him out, but it was lucky because Hammerhead Smith had the handcuffs and he was tied to the corner post. So, but I did order Hammerhead to come out and get his sledgehammer and knock his head off his shoulders, which he did. So, but like I say, after 2 years of putting up with BS, it was time I listened to certain people and I put my foot down and I took control of this ship, which I call CCW, because it was getting out of hand far too quickly, with just too many people run and do what you want. But what gets me is if that was Roddy Thatcher taking out Dustin Hart, then you would have his little precious McGregor. Well done, Ronnie. Well done. Off you had, say, Dustin attack me, Ronnie attack me, or Davey and Pandemus attack me. Then you would have McGregor. Well done. So you can't win. So once I put my foot down, he's the bad guy now. But I'm not bothered. At the end of the day, I need to take control back of this ship and restore order back in CCW.
Yeah, that'd be a message. I have to be honest, I'd love a good heel. I'm the one person that cheers at heel. Everyone's like, no, you're supposed to boo. Nah, just cheer. But you know what? You did what everyone wants you to do. They want you to do it. They want you to step up. And you did that, right? And took it back.
Exactly. But then, as soon as I did that, then we had, you know, Jackie Mayfield calling me the W word. I don't want to say it on here, but people
know what you mean.
You guys will know what I mean. And I've had inboxes, I've had people making posts, you know, and I explained countless times. I don't know how many times I had to explain myself on my actions. In fact, I didn't even have to explain
exactly.
But like I say, if Dustin Hart comes in within 10 feet of me, then like I told him on my live, he can just go back and be a jobber in another promotion, because quite frankly, you know, if he puts one finger even like that on me, then he's done with CCW. But I know one guy that really does want to get his hands on him, and that is Hammerhead Smith. And I know Hammerhead Smith is the top boy in CCW.
Yeah, champion,
and,
right?
Well, obviously, he's the champion. So, and I know it's going to kill Justin, because it was me that did the 1-2-3 count to give Hammerhead the victory. And, but like I say, it is what it is. We have to deal with it. We are big boys after all, Dustin. We are in a big boy, you know, world of wrestling. You know, no time for bitching and whining and moaning and groaning. We're here to fight. We're here to do the right thing by our own little team. So you go and do what you're going to do and gather up your little undergrounders, because I don't see any. There's none there, because you're looking at them right now and the other one ran off to Pandemus. So it's not looking good for you, Sunshine.
There you go. So couldn't have said it better myself. Message delivered right there. So reflecting on CCW, I mean, it's been, like I said, it's been a tremendous year. What has for you been the standout achievement?
The standout achievement would have been
doing the 1-2-3 count. No, I'm kidding.
It would have been
the
Colliery, apart from, like, obviously there's different I'm trying to think. So one of them would have been doing over the over 250 sellout.
That
straight away, and I was like, wow, didn't know we had that many fans. And then the main one would be when we lost Sean, Mr. Carnage, when he passed away, we did everyone came around the ring, all the talent, and we toasted for Sean in his memory. We laid his boots in the ring, in the middle of the ring, with his ring gear and stuff like that, and just to get all the guys on the outside, Brian banging on the ring, making some noise, shouting C3, Carnage Forever, and that, I'm getting goosebumps now just seeing even the hairs on my legs are standing up right now. But that was a big moment. And when I did the video, when me and the Reverend came out, just after Sean died, I luckily had the footage of, I was reacting when Sean came out. So when I came around, I went to bang that. It was clipped away. Sean was banging, then me banging. So I was following Sean's footsteps, steps to how he would come out into the ring and do that. And it was good that I had that footage with Mr. Carnage. And yeah, that was a big train wreck straight through all of us at CCW. But I will say the amount of support and people that came to his funeral and stuff like that, it was good, because like CCW to me was always to build a family, to build, it wasn't just always about wrestling. It was about making friends, having a purpose. If people couldn't fit in, they need to find somewhere to, you know, just I don't know, we could always find a hidden talent with these people, or you just want to make friends and be a part of something and be on a journey, and whether you had some sort of disabilities. Because we have like a 51-year-old man who made his debut, not as wrestling, but with their Wall Street, called Peter. And Peter O'Keefe, and we call him Mr. O'Keefe. And he does a thing, and he's like, he's 51-year-old and he's got disabilities. And he's just like, you know, wait for it, Mr. Okay, yeah. And just, yeah, that one was for him, and he's just absolutely a joy. You know, he does not complain. He does the training. He does not complain. And then obviously, you know, we have someone else who's got like Asperger's and some sort of like trait of autism as well. And, you know, she's doing absolutely fantastic and, you know, doing some ring announcing training and things. So it's good. It's good to try, and, you know, because like some people probably wouldn't even really want to try and work with certain people. I'm not saying everyone, but
no, I know what you mean though.
You know what I mean? So, but it's like, we always, the door's welcome to anyone, and we kind of, you know, once they come through the door, and it's like we're a family, like they walk away and they just, you know, we see each other outside the CCW. Mm-hmm. We're there to help, you know. I know when we had the storm, the big one, the went battered everything down in Seaham on the seafront. The care homes, the autistic care homes, went out of power. And I'll put out there, you know, if any help that we can do for anybody, you know, like remove trees, rubbish, pick up fences, anything. And someone contacted me to say, look, we've got no power. We run an autistic care home. There's no hot water. There's no electricity. We need flasks. We need batteries. We need torches. So obviously we have connections with the Salvation Army. So I got in touch with a team with CCW. You know, even it was like ring crew, the people that's involved, even in training. We got the car full. We went down. We went around collecting from everyone, you know, hot water, like water and flasks. You know, we even went to like two. We got batteries, torches. Then we delivered loads of pizzas. We got all and stuff like that. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? So that is kind of like an example. Like the people that come into CCW, that's local. It's kind of like, I always say, look, you know, help, give back, you know.
Absolutely. It's like community spirit, isn't it?
And that's what it is. It's team building, it's bond building, and it's building up like that family, and it's like that little unity and that glue. And that is what's good behind the scenes as well, because, you know, we're all very good friends. We all get along so well, and we're there, and we're always contacting each other on a daily day-to-day basis and stuff. And And that's what's fantastic. We train together. We don't actually we live together because we see each other most days, and
yeah,
we talk with each other. We build up that with each other. We're there for each other. One's a bit down, we're there to pick them up. And that, you know, that's the thing with me. It's not the seven sellout shows. It's the friendships that I've made along the way, and that is something that no ticket sales could ever do. You know, it's because in this day and age, you know, like a lot of people, if they suffer with mental health,
it's hard to
talk to people or even, you know, pick up a phone or, you know, or try to get involved and stuff. So it's kind of, you know, it seems to like CCW be a mix of a lot of things, really. It's, you know, the entertainment, the wrestling, the charity
as well. Yeah.
The being there for each other.
Yeah.
The helping behind the scenes and doing what we can. And yeah, like I say, it's awesome. It should be. Yeah. And I contacted, because I was trying to get, there was a little boy called Oliver. Bless him. I don't know if he's got like leukemia or something, and I contacted his family because it was like he needs over like 200,000 pounds.
Oh wow!
And he needs treatment abroad or something, and I contacted there was a contact thing. It was through the Bradley Lowry. Well, you remember Jermaine Defoe when he was at Sunderland?
Yeah.
And he had that little boy who he passed away with cancer. Bless him, Bradley Lowry. Well, there's a Bradley Lowry Foundation still going, and he was on that. So I thought, well, I don't have that money, and if I did, he would get it straight away. So I said, well, look, is there any chance that, you know, I've got a wrestling organisation, you know, we could get you and the family out, VIP, absolutely free and that. And if it's something that it could have been a benefit to put a smile on his face, to help the family forget memories and things. But it was just like, you know, he was still at hospital at the time. And so I'm just waiting to hear from them back to, you know, because obviously I know that was something that they were wanting to like look into and to do.
A great thing to do.
It'll be an honour, absolute honour, just to get them out. And you know, like it's kind of like kids mean a lot to me. Like my youngest Anthony, he's 4 and he's autistic and he's got Smith syndrome, and he's got like a mind of like a 1.5 year old. And you know, he's non-verbal, like he'll sing and copy off certain words that you say, but and like my other son, our Oscar, you know, he's got traits of autism as well. And it's like you're thinking like, okay, I have a platform, and it's like, you know,
what can we do to help?
Is there something that we could get these families out and to get them involved in, even if it's like memories and things like that, you know what I mean? Even like, you know, like the children that really are in like it's like a bad sick way and stuff like that, and you can help. And be there, and you know, and just trying to give the families like any memories that you can do. So, like I say, I'm always open for things like that. And I think we're doing some with Ukraine things as well.
Okay, yeah.
So obviously, with like donations and stuff like that. There's a Ukrainian like a place at Sunderland, which we've already like donated, and they're going to get more donations. And one of our guys, Mickey G and Gaz, they've been helping with the van and taking and moving things and stuff like that. So they've been absolutely fantastic on that end with like what's going on with the world and stuff like that. So like I say, it's that is to me sums like CCW, but a lot of people don't see
incredible what stuff
we do behind the scenes. It's they just see what's on the screens. Unless you're in with us. And you kind of know what goes on behind the scenes as well. So,
incredible stuff. So, where could people go just to find out more about your shows and all the stuff upcoming and a bit more about yourself?
Well, we're very active.
You are. On fantastic.
Facebook. Yeah, like I say, we're always active on Facebook, and I know we've got like other social media, but I'm going to be honest. I don't use them. I don't know how to use them. I don't know if you know. Tell me how to use Instagram.
There's so many now, isn't there?
I don't know how to use Instagram, but yeah, Facebook. Facebook to me, I might be lying, but I believe Facebook is the main strongest point where you'll find everything on there, like what's going on, stories, what's going on, upcoming events, different things, how to get tickets, all that. So I would say up to now is Facebook. So
Yeah, so please jump on there, support the guys, get tickets to their shows. It's incredible stuff happening. So, yeah, as always, great to catch up with you. It sounds like there's some amazing things happening.
Yeah. Like I say, we're on our seventh show coming up down in the Conservative Club down in Seaham. It's our first time going to be at that place, so hopefully it'll take off. We just had Miners Mania, previous show last Saturday down the Glebe Centre. That was our second show there. And I was really proud of that because we asked, with it being Miners Mania and stuff like that, you guys might not know down in Portsmouth, correct me if I'm wrong, but up here we have an annual Durham Big Meeting, Durham Gala, so what happens is you have like all Merton people would get together and they would walk with the brass band and the banners.
Okay, all right.
So we would have like a big banner.
Yeah.
And it would have like, you know, like the miners' banner from where you're from, and everyone would meet at Durham. And so I really wanted the banner to be on display at the Glebe Centre. I thought it would be a lovely touch. Get up in the corner. And I had to go jump through, like, kind of wait and jump through some hoops and stuff. And because as easy as it just sounds like to someone to bring out a flag, a big banner.
That's not always that easy, is it?
It was always little. And I was thinking, fingers crossed, I actually tried to get a brass band. I wanted a brass band to come out just before the show started at 7, to come out, walk around the ring, surround the ring, do the brass band, and get the Salvation Army out to walk with their flag, stand in the ring, play the Miners Hymn by Gresford, and have something like, you know, it was Miners Mania, so I kind of had this vision of, you know, you've got WrestleMania this weekend, you know, sing the national anthem, have fireworks, different things like that. And I just thought, well, how, you know, we couldn't have fireworks inside, obviously, unless it was like sort of like pyrotechnics, sort of one.
Not so easy to do,
like,
is
how
it?
Could we how could we do this in our way, in the CCW Miners Mania way? And I thought, well, brass band, but I just had to download the music and just play it through the speakers. But you know, we got the flag, we got the banner, and that was on display. So I was really over the moon with that. And it kind of, it's just a little touch of an identity of where we're from and stuff like that. So I was really over the moon with the guys for going through meetings and stuff like that to put it down. And it would have to be unanimous decision.
That's the one.
That's the one I got there. And obviously, they got there in the end and they said, right, the green light. And I was like, yeah, they brought it in. I looked at it and I was like, yes, get in. And when people come in, if they were traveling from not around the area, and they could see Merton's banner and be proud of where we're from and stuff like that. And yeah, that's what it is. It's just kind of just welcoming people into your home where we're from and just showing them a bit what we were about and what we were about. Just things like that. So.
Oh, fantastic. But yeah, but I'd say keep supporting them, get on their websites, get on the Facebook, grab those tickets. So as always, fantastic having you with us.
Yeah, well, thank you. And like I say, you know, I think if you ever want to reach out to Mr. McGregor, he is the elite though, but I think he would love to actually...
Let's get him on. What? I know he's your opposition, but let's get him on anyway. Let's hear what he's got to say. Why not?
You can always... He's the Don McGregor now. He is the Don now. So, yeah. But, yeah, I think he would have plenty to say, and he would have a good podcast with him. I know that for a fact. Yeah. So.
Well, that's it for this show. A big thank you to James for joining us once again. And don't forget to look up CCW on their website, social media, and so much more. If you want to be on the show, get in contact with us through our like page or social media at Out There Wrestling or the website at thewrestling.co.uk. Until next time, have a good one.
Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.